She just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she
Well, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. Fly Jam Bob picking some Stephen Bishop. On and on. Hey, a little piece of trivia for you, Dan. You familiar with Stephen Bishop?
I am not, but maybe we should hold off because your trivia might play into a later request.
Oh.
He says number three has something special about it, so perhaps your trivia.
Okay. And I'm sure that we're going to, I think I know where you're going with this. All right.
It's the second time in a week and a half that you've done that, you've predicted.
When did I do it? What did I do?
Jeff Tuckman and the Vincent Price, Michael Jackson story.
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell the Michael Jackson story. How Vincent Price was paid for his work on Thriller with a life-size cardboard cutout of Michael Jackson. Sent by Michael Jackson himself, which makes it even more special. All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Super Bowl weekend, everybody. Are you going to have... We got 52 tips for Super Bowl party. We're going to do that tomorrow, right, Dan?
Yes, 52 facts you can amaze your Super Bowl party with.
You know, facts about the Super Bowl?
Yep.
52. You know why we're picking... Why they picked 52? Because it's the 52nd Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl 52. So, have you seen this picture that's been going around on online about with the train?
Yes, I have. That is fantastic.
There's a train that has two cars. I don't know do you know what city it is? Is it Minnesota?
I would assume.
Yeah.
It's Minnesota.
Okay. That would make sense. It would be Minnesota. Yeah. So there's like it's a commuter train, in Minnesota, and it's a two car train, and they plastered it. You know how they obviously they wrap the sides of trains and buses and stuff with advertisement. Now, Esmeralda, have you seen this picture that's been going around?
I have not.
It's a two car train. So on one, you know, they wanted to put on the train a big advertisement that says Super Bowl 52, you know, or LL2. As you know, if you want to use the Roman numerals. Or is it LL or just L2? L2. It's L2, because L is 50.
LII.
Yeah, LII. Right, I'm sorry. Yeah, LII. Right. So it's one L, because that would be 102. So on the two car, they wanted to have the two cars covered to say Super Bowl 52. And instead, one car has Superb, and the other car has Owl, so it looks like Superb Owl 52, because they had to split bowl up to fit. So it says Superb Owl 52. I can't wait for the Superb Owl parties this Sunday. That's Brown. Are you excited about the Superb Owl parties?
Oh, always.
I saw that picture, just cracked me up. That was very funny. So anyway, by the way, Jimmy Kimmel did a very funny bit last night on his show where the ghost, where he complained about this Roman numerals. Like, why do we have Roman numerals for this Super Bowl? You know, and then so the ghost of Julius Caesar shows up and starts screaming at him about how important Roman numerals are. And he tries to stab him with his sword. Julius Caesar, but he's a ghost. He's like, it's not working. You're a ghost, and so's your sword.
There's actually a big controversy 2 years ago because it would have been Super Bowl L, and the optics of having a big L as in loser.
Yeah.
So they actually just did 50 for all the official branding.
Oh, is that right?
And then went back to the Roman numerals for 51, now 52.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. No, because you don't want to have loser written on there. So, yeah. So the Eagles, I wonder the Eagles fans, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, you have to have constant coverage of what's happening in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Because when they made it to the Super Bowl, there have been many YouTube videos of some of the insanity that was going on with the Eagles fans in Philadelphia. Esmeralda, have you seen, you need to see this, because I know you like people falling down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of footage of drunk Philadelphia Eagles fans because Philadelphia is a town known for their sort of idiotic, you know, sports fans. You know, they whip batteries at people and stuff, you know. And they're known to be like, you know, idiots for the, you know, and I don't want to generalize an entire city, but the sports fans have historically in all sports, all of their sports fans, you know, they threw batteries at Santa, right? Didn't say like Santa showed up at
batteries and snowballs
at Santa. They threw, what did they throw at the Flyers? They would throw stuff on the ice so that the Flyers would like trip. And they're maniacs. And then so when the Eagles won, a whole bunch of maniacs were running around on the streets, Esmeralda. And one of them, you have to see this footage. One of them is running. I guess he was trying to catch the subway, but the subway took off. And he's running and running next to the subway. And the subway's packed. And everybody's looking at him through the window as he's trying to keep up with the subway. And then, boom, right into a pole. And he goes down like a bag of potatoes.
Oh boy!
I'm telling you, Esmeralda, it's hysterical, and you should see the best part is the reaction of the people on the train because they just start laughing. Like this guy smashes, goes down trying to catch the train. He smashes into the pole, just hits the ground, and everybody's. So anyway, Super Bowl weekend, and we're going to talk about the best football movies of all time. But before we get into the full length movies. And your favorite football movies. I have to first vote for, it's not a full-length movie, Three Little Pigskins, which is the Three Stooges short where they play football. One of the best Stooges shorts ever. I want to say it's from 39. It's a curly. It's a legendary one. They get mistaken for football players, for three amazing football players. And then, you know, wackiness ensues. So I think it's one of the best football things ever. And it's not a full-length feature. But the Stooges playing football, Three Little Pigskins, one of the greatest examples of sports on film ever. And I believe Rich Coase would agree with me on that. So, Dan, you know that one, right? Where they get mistaken for the football players?
I do, yes.
You know who's in that?
Who's that?
Lucille Ball's in that one.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. She's in two Stooges shorts before, you know, she obviously went into television many years later, but she did a bunch of films and a bunch of shorts in her younger age. And she was beautiful. She's a beautiful woman her whole life, but man, oh man, when she was in her 20s, knockout. Like, amazing. So anyway, Three Little Pigskins is my first choice. It's not a full-length movie, but, you know, it's the Stooges playing football, and it's great. All right, we're going to take a break. What are your favorite football movies of all time? 312-981-7200. Skip is on his way. The jet is in flight, and we will get ready for another pop-up video. That's all coming up right after this in the news.
I can't go on holding on to tight. That we're living separate lives.
Wow. Fly Jam Bob requesting Stephen Bishop Separate Lives. Many people know the Phil Collins cover, not the original. I had no idea that was a cover. No idea. I mean, I know the Phil Collins version. And I think, was that Separate Lives, was that in White Nights? Dan, can you? It was in the movie. I think it was in the movie White Nights with Gregory Hines and Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't know that was a Stephen Bishop song. I had no idea. Wow. Okay. Hey, hi, welcome to the world. How you doing? I'm Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6. I'll be joining Steve Cochran for my weekly Thursday visit with Steve, previewing the weekend's movies and all kinds of cool stuff. And that'll be at around 6:20 this morning, so tune in for that. Hey, it's Super Bowl weekend. And, yeah. So, yeah. Dan, I know you're going to a Super Bowl party.
I am.
And Esmeralda, I'm assuming you are not.
I am.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Is it a potluck thing? You got to bring something to eat?
Yeah. you got to bring something.
What are you bringing?
I have no idea yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting close, Esmeralda. You know what? Just grab a big bucket of Jewel potato salad.
There you go.
And just bring it, slap it right on the table and go, there you go.
Yeah, they'll love it.
Straight from Chef's Kitchen. Enjoy my potato salad. Vic, are you going to a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, my building's having a Super Bowl party.
Oh.
They're providing the food. It's BYOB, but yeah, they've got a nice party room.
But that's pretty cool.
Should be a lot of fun. Get to meet some more neighbors, things like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I'm not. I'm going to watch the game. You know, last year, if you guys remember correctly, last year I went to bed in around at like right after halftime. I went to bed. And what did I miss, Dan?
The largest comeback in Super Bowl history.
That's right.
The time that the game has gone into overtime in Super Bowl history.
That's the way it always goes.
I go to bed and I wake up and I'm looking at social media. Oh, my God. The greatest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl. And I'm like, what? I mean, it did, at the time, Dan, it didn't seem like a bad decision to go to bed.
I'm sure there were a lot of people who were right there with
you. Yeah. I mean, it was like it looked like it was over. And then, of course, the GOAT, you know, who was playing again this year. So anyway, I like to watch the Super Bowl because it's fun. You know, obviously I don't care. I'm not a big football guy, so I don't care who wins. I would like to see the Eagles win just so they could post videos of the fans going insane. That's the main thing. But also for the commercials, you know, and we'll do a rundown of the Super Bowl commercials. That's always a lot of fun. I love Pink, and she rules. And Pink is not, you know, Esmeralda, that she's singing the national anthem.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Pink is singing the national anthem, and my main man JT is doing the halftime show. So those are
pretty good lineup.
Yeah, those are two artists that I really love, and so that'll be fun. You know, they always have it, and you have it at your Super Bowl party, Dan, where you bet on who or how long the national anthem is going to be, like the singers, how long they're going to stretch it out. That's always one of the bets. But see, and we were talking about this yesterday, Dan. I don't think Pink is going to be one of those people who will stretch it out. She's not. I mean, she does runs when she sings. You know what I mean? Every once in a while, but she's not as crazy, overly indulgent as a lot of other singers.
Right.
And she's cool. So I think she's, you know, I don't know. But I really don't think it's going to go that long. I mean, you know, you get Whitney Houston out there, it's going to go 20 minutes, you know.
Oh, man, she was good, though.
Beyonce, hour and a half. Would be an hour and a half if Beyonce sang that. Who, Christina Aguilera, didn't hers go for, she did it one year. Didn't she go for like 4 hours? Wasn't it like one of the longest was Christina Aguilera? Because every note, you know.
Each word has to have 12 syllables.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. All right, so it's Super Bowl Sunday. What are your favorite football movies? 312-981-7200. We already got texts coming in. If you want to call or text us, I got a list here, according to Fandango, of the 30 best football movies, and we can discuss our favorite football movies here in honor of the Super Bowl. After 4:30, Skip Skipley will be here, and we'll do a little pop-up video. Here's what I got so far. 815 area code says The Replacements. I like that movie. Gene Hackman and my main man, Keanu. That's basically about a scab football team.
It was good.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. 815 area code, my favorite football movie is Varsity Blues. I love that movie. I love that movie. And James Vanderbeek has the biggest head of any human on the planet. He was on Match Game last week, and he was in the middle seat. He was in the Richard Dawson middle seat lower tier. Oddly, his head was in the third seat. He really does have the big, I mean, seriously, and I was watching Match Game, and every time they cut to him, I'm like, that he really does have the, Dawson has the biggest head ever. Esmeralda, have you noticed the size of Vanderbeek's noggin?
I think whenever I see him, it's usually comparable to other people's heads.
Oh, no.
So it never looks that big.
Oh, it always, even when I was watching Dawson's Creek, I'm like, look at, Pacey's head is just so small compared to Dawson. You know, he was in Varsity Blues. I think they had to get special made helmets just for him, because it wouldn't fit over his giant noggin. But I love Varsity Blues. Dan, you like Varsity Blues?
I do. That we were in high school when that came out.
Oh, man.
So a lot of I Don't Want Your Lives were said.
Oh, yeah. That's the hallway. That's one of my favorite. Seriously, I Don't Want Your Life is one of my favorite moments in that movie. That and the whipped cream scene, which is just fantastic. Esmeralda, have you seen Varsity Blues?
I have.
Yeah, I love that movie. I saw that movie like five times at the Bruin View when it came out. My friends said, well, what do you want to do? Let's go drink and watch Varsity Blues again. 773 area code says, Any Given Sunday. That movie is ridiculous. Dan, you've seen Any Given Sunday, right?
Yeah, that movie's a piece of crap.
Oh, God. Who was it? Cameron Diaz is in that, right? And screaming Al Pacino.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx, it's Oliver Stone, so it's so ridiculous. Have you seen Any Given Sunday, Esmeralda?
That one I have not seen.
Oh, my God. Vic, have you seen Any Given Sunday?
Yeah, I've seen it.
So ridiculous.
Not a fan, huh?
No, it's just completely ridiculous. 815 area code says Jerry Maguire. Well, there's football in Jerry Maguire. I think Jerry Maguire is a romantic comedy more. The football movie. And then Friday Night Lights, which I'm sure will be mentioned. It was mentioned already earlier by Dan Feinberg.
What about the, I'll give you a hint. It's got four letters in the title. Best football movie of all time.
Rudy?
Yeah, has that been mentioned yet?
It has not been mentioned, but it's number one on this Fandango list.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Rudy very much.
That's my favorite football movie.
It's a great old-fashioned, movie. Unfortunately, in real life, Rudy was a jerk.
Oh, was
and the team hated him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. No, I like Rudy. I think it's good. It's just everybody
completely
hated,
false.
Everybody hated that kid.
It's a lie.
No, but it's a fun movie. It's good. So football movies. Mel, have you seen? Do you like any football movies?
I mean, I've seen the ones that you were saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really.
Yeah, I'm sure that a lot
really
of them
go for football movies.
I bet though that there are a lot of these that are on here you probably have seen once you actually hear them, So,
oh wait, I got a good one.
Which one?
It's not a movie, it's a documentary series. Does that count? No.
Well, what is it?
Last Chance U.
What's that?
It is on Netflix. It's an original Netflix series about these young guys who all of the people on this team have basically been shunned from other schools. Some of them played at District 1 but were kicked out for, minor offenses or this or that, and it's their last chance to, get signed. It is awesome.
That's cool. It's a series?
I think there's two seasons.
Two seasons of it. Last Chance U.
Oh man, it's good.
Oh cool. That's great, man. I'll check that out. I'll put that on my Netflix queue.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll fly through some of the best football movies ever made. And we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 for talk and text.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bones. I gave my love a story that had no end. I give.
Sorry.
There you go. All right, Fly Jam Bob. It's the Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. So that third song there was, I don't even know the name of it. It's the song that the folk singer is singing in Animal House. And the folk singer is played by Stephen Bishop. I gave my love.
Bob has it as the 12th of never.
The 12th of never. Okay. 12th of never. I gave my love. But the thing that you were missing when you heard Stephen Bishop singing that song on the steps surrounded by young ladies at the toga party, and he's not in a toga, by the way. Stephen Bishop is not in a toga. Is Belushi walking down the stairs and then hearing the song, and they keep cutting to Belushi's face, and then he grabs the guitar out of his hand and smashes it against the wall and then says, sorry. Great. All right. Hey, how you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, that is really one of the best movies ever made. Oh, God, that movie's funny. Okay, we're talking about best football movies because we're heading into Super Bowl weekend. Now, Dan is a big football fan. I know that you are a big football fan. You are in the fantasy leagues during the season. You watch all the games. You're looking forward to the Super Bowl. What are your favorite football movies as a giant football fan?
I will give you two.
All right.
Dan Feinberg was not wrong in his discreditation of Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
But it's still, for those, football movies should be schlocky. They should be corny. They should be slightly off. And one, you know, there are certain things. Bill Simmons is a writer, and you know he always says that there are certain staples you have to have in a football movie. You know, you have to have ridiculous hits that would never actually happen on a football field. You have to have a team sing along at some point, and then you have to have a bunch of young actors who eventually become, you know, bigger actors in their own right, and that film is chock full of them. So, yeah. Remember the Titans is probably my favorite.
It's a corny movie, but I like it. I mean, but so is Rudy. Right. Rudy's a really corny movie too. Right. A lot of the underdog sports movie is a genre, you know, among itself. I mean, hell, I hosted a screening of Rocky last month, and that is a great example of that kind of movie. Corny, you know, but you root for them. I think Remember the Titans is fine.
Yeah, and any movie with Denzel and Will Patton.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're always good. And then a personal favorite is Necessary Roughness.
Ah, yes.
With Scott Bakula.
Because Bakula's in it.
And again, sing-alongs, bunch of actors. You're kind of like, I know that guy.
Yeah. And Sinbad's in it.
Big comeback. Young Rob Schneider.
No, I like that movie, too. Necessary Roughness. All right. My favorite, I mentioned it before. My favorite, and this is really odd, Dan. It's not only my favorite football movie, it's my favorite sports movie, and I'm not a football guy.
Right.
North Dallas 40, I think, I think it's the best sports movie ever made, and I think by far the best movie about football. Nick Nolte, Mac Davis, just phenomenal. Charles Durning, Dabney Coleman, for God's sake, Dabney Coleman. A really, really great and really searing look at the NFL. Peter Gent wrote the book, and it was very controversial because he was an NFL player, and he really showed what was going on behind the scenes with the guys shooting up and taking painkillers so that they could play, and then they're hurting themselves even more, and the way that the businesses were being run and how the owners were treating the players. It is a great film, and Nick Nolte is great in it. All right, here. Let me fly down this list. Maybe Esmeralda has seen a couple of these. Radio with Cuba Gooding Jr. Have you seen that one?
No.
Terrible.
No.
Gridiron Gang with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Did not.
Little Giants with Ed O'Neill. That's one of our listeners' favorites, Little Giants.
I don't think I have.
Pee Wee football team, Rick Moranis. Yeah. Rick Moranis is in it, too. Leatherheads with George Clooney. That movie sucked.
Is that old-timey football?
Yeah. George Clooney and John Krasinski. That movie sucked. The Waterboy with Adam Sandler is on this list. That movie's ridiculous. Oh, you know who's hot in that movie? Fairuza Balk. Don't even. Oh, please. Semi-Tough. Burt Reynolds, Chris Christopherson. Terrific movie if you've never seen that. Oh, I like this movie. Everybody hates it. We Are Marshall. The only movie I've ever liked that Mick G directed. Because my man, Matthew McConaughey, he's great in it. Draft Day with Kevin Costner. That was a good movie, man. And that was like a comeback, kind of a comeback. Kevin Costner hadn't been around a while. That was a pretty good movie. The Replacements is on here, as we mentioned. The Program with James Caan. You remember the controversy about that movie, Dan?
I do.
You remember Esmeralda at all?
I don't.
It was what happened. There's a scene in the movie in The Replacements where the idiots go, not The Replacements, The Program, where the football players get drunk and then they lay on the white dotted line in a road. And as the cars go by, they lay head to toe, head to toe, head to toe. And then real idiots were trying it and getting killed. So they cut the scene out of the movie. They had to cut while the movie was in theaters. They took it out. They cut the scene out of the movie because morons were going out into the street and laying in the street. Varsity Blues, we mentioned. Heaven Can Wait, Warren Beatty, one of the best movies ever. Any Given Sunday. Oh, All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise. You ever see that one, Esmeralda?
No.
The Express with that was a good movie. Invincible with Mark Wahlberg. Everybody's All-American, Dennis Quaid. Horse Feathers, we went from the Three Stooges to the Marx Brothers, but the Marx Brothers, that's a full-length film. The Freshman with Harold Lloyd. Paper Lion with Alan Alda in his breakout role. Friday Night Lights comes in at number 10. Too low, Dan, would you think? top five, I would say.
You know, I think just because the TV show was so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't feel right in comparison.
Okay, I understand. I tend to understand. The Longest Yard, not the damn remake with Adam Sandler, but the original with Burt Reynolds. That's number 9. Number 8, North Dallas 40, again, too low. How is The Blind Side better than North Dallas 40, according to this list? How in God's name is that movie better than North Dallas 40? Remember the Titans comes in at number 6. Here's your top 5. Newt Rockne, All-American, great movie. Undefeated, documentary. Jerry Maguire is considered a football movie here. Number 3. Number 2, Brian Song, and number 1, Rudy. How many of those have you seen, Esmeralda?
Probably 5 or 6.
Yeah. Jim in Carbondale says Jim Thorpe, All-American, 779 area code, agrees with me, North Dallas 40. 815 area code, one of the biggest tearjerkers of all time, Brian Song. 815 area code, different 815 says The Blind Side. Chris from Midway says The Original Longest Yard. 630 votes for Little Giants, and 847 says We Are Marshall. So, decent. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to mention a football scene in a movie, which is, I think, one of the best football scenes ever. Well, there's two. Point Break has a fantastic football scene where they're on the beach at night playing football. And that's when they discover he's Johnny Utah, famous quarterback punk. It's great. So there's that scene. But there's this ridiculous Sylvester Stallone prison movie called Lock Up. Dan, have you ever seen Lock Up?
Can't say that I have.
It's Stallone is in it, and Donald Sutherland plays the evil warden. It is a ridiculous movie, but there is a fantastic football game sequence with the inmates playing football, and it is awesome. Just for that scene alone, the movie's almost worth seeing for the football game sequence in the middle. Guys just ripping each other apart, just inmates ripping each other apart playing football, and the evil Donald Sutherland smiling while the inmates are just knocking the crap out of each other.
One last text before we wrap up.
Yeah.
815. What? ! Where was Wildcats on that list?
Oh, my legs are in that movie. Yeah, that's a good, why isn't Wildcats on this list?
I was surprised by that.
That is absolutely a legitimate complaint. Wildcats is awesome. And you want to talk about people who went on to become big stars.
Yep.
There's a ton of people in that. Well, Woody Harrelson's in it.
Wesley Snipes is in it.
Wesley Snipes is in it. The guy from Nightmare on Elm Street who didn't really go on to anything big, but he's in it.
And Nipsey damn Russell.
And Nipsey Russell. Yeah, that's right. Nipsey Russell's in it. So I'm in a movie. My legs are in a movie with Nipsey Russell. You know, Cochran got yelled at by Walter Matthau in Grumpy Old Men. My legs are in a movie with Nipsey Russell. I think that's comparable. All right, there you go. And those are your football movies. And everybody have a fun Super Bowl party. We're going to give you 52 facts that will impress everyone at your Super Bowl party. We'll do that tomorrow morning. All right, we're going to break. I think the Jets here. I believe Skip has been cited. Okay? All right. Pop-up video is going to be coming up after the news, which is next.